So we turn our attention back to Psalm 2. The psalmist closes with an admonition. What's the lesson to be learned? What do I do with the knowledge that I've gained as I have considered the foolishness of opposing God, the surety of His plan? He comes and he says there's a way in which we ought to live. He says, be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put his trust in him. Again, I can't help but be amazed. These are your enemies, the people that set themselves against you, that are still that way. And yet, what is he doing? He's calling out to them. Humble yourself. Listen to me. Follow me. You could still yet enjoy the great benefits and blessings of God. Or you can have the destruction that is surely coming your way. Choice is really up to you. And so what is the proper response even for them and still us today? Well, number one, you might look in verse 10 and consider wisdom. Be instructed of God. Turn to the source of wisdom. I don't know if somebody has Psalm 119 this summer. If you do, good luck. 20 minutes on that psalm. But what a psalm of praise to the Word of God, to the righteous judgments of God, to the commands of God, to the wisdom of God that He's poured out onto us, a light to guide us in our way, a instruction for a young man that he might know how he ought to walk and lead his way in this life. And we need to remember that's the treasure that God is giving us. Thought about that and the uniqueness of our summer studies. Where do we start in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5? Well, with the Beatitudes. And where do those Beatitudes start? I'd suggest to you they start with an attitude of humility to God. The Sermon on the Mount is teaching us how to be disciples in the kingdom. The Sermon on the Mount is teaching us how we ought to walk and to follow God. Well, where does that have to start? It has to start with an awe, a reverence, a respect of God, a humility to submit ourselves unto Him that we would then follow His Word. Why in the world am I going to change my life? Why in the world am I going to put certain things away from me and add certain things to my life according to His instruction if I don't believe that He is who He claims to be? If He has no authority over me in my life. If I don't recognize that, I'm never going to make the start to begin following after Him. And so the psalmist is reminding you, don't trust in your own wisdom. Be instructed, O ye judges. Listen. Listen to the wisdom of God, not of yourself. Do you see a contrast there in Psalm 1 and Psalm 2? Or do you start in the Psalms? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or sits in the way of sinners, or standeth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. There's the one of wisdom. You can, as it were in Psalm 1, humble yourself and listen to God and be blessed even as a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Or you can be destroyed in Psalm chapter 2 because you exalted in your own wisdom. Listen to the wisdom of God. As you listen to that wisdom, do something with it. Verse 11, serve the Lord with fear, rejoice with trembling. You have exalted yourself above God in your mind. I'm calling on you in wisdom now. Humble yourself to follow Him, to serve Him, to submit your will unto Him. And then you can rejoice not in your own wisdom, not in your prideful boasting, but in trembling, falling before God, humbling ourselves to him, becoming as the Son. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. You follow his same pattern. And we can enjoy the benefits and the blessings that are found in him. That was what would produce joy. So many people searching for meaning and purpose and happiness in this life, they're not going to find it as long as they're looking here in this world. Sometimes life rises up and it slaps you in the face. Hardships hit us out of nowhere. Difficulties arise and we wonder, why me? Why these things? The joy of the world is a roller coaster ride. But the joy that we can have in Christ, the joy, help me out with the word I'm looking for. Read my mind. The blessedness of contentment. There's the word I'm looking for. The contentment of being a Christian is, as all of those things are happening, I know who's still in control. I know who's still on the throne, and it hasn't changed anything. And so I'm still looking forward to that life eternal with him. So have wisdom, listen to his instruction, serve him in obedience. And finally, he talks as well in verse 12. You might talk of submission, you might talk of honor or praise. Kissing the Son. To show him submission, humbling ourselves to him, showing, I recognize you as my king. You see, he's my king whether I recognize it or not, but the one who is going to come in fidelity says, no, you are my king, and I'm going to humble myself before you. I'm going to follow you as my king. That's who he's calling upon us to be. Instead of throwing off the cords that they thought were binding them, I should be thankful for the protection that we get to enjoy that God is offering us as his people. We are going to be blessed by trusting in him and following him at his will. And so I would take your minds back to the same invitation that we mentioned a moment ago, Matthew chapter 11, that still that call is there. People rage, people contemplate against God, people rebel against him. But he's still offering us eternal salvation. He's still offering us hope because he's still in control. He's still on his throne and his plans will succeed and flourish. His promises are true. And so still today we have the invitation of Jesus Christ as he talks in Matthew 11 verse 28 and verse 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have to ask ourselves, as you look at the Psalms, what do they still teach me? What do I learn from them? Well, I learned that a lot of people are still living in rebellion. I learned that a lot of people are still fighting against God. And I learned that they're still not successful. But I also learned that challenge. He's calling out even unto me. Will you humble yourself to God? Will you follow him? Will you enjoy the blessings that come as being a part of his kingdom and having that assurance that comes from being in his son? Where are you tonight? Maybe there's one visiting with us and you want to know more about God's will. You want to know more about what it means to be faithful or to become a New Testament Christian. We'd love the opportunity to sit down and study God's word with you and see the things that he has asked of us, that he's instructed through his word. We'd love the opportunity to see that the gospel went forth in the first century and people heard that gospel and they believed it. They repented of their sins. They confessed Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. They were immersed. They were baptized in water for the remission of their sins, recognizing and having confessed that, yes, that is the Christ. And the things that they did in the first century, we can still do today. And as the Lord washed away their sins, as he raised them up as new creatures to walk in newness of life, as he added them unto his church that he promised that he is coming one day to save and that we can spend eternity with him in heaven, we can have those same benefits. We can have those same joys. We can have those same promises if we do what they did. That same pattern still stands for us today if we'll humble ourselves before God. Maybe there's one who, well, we started on that path, but somewhere along the way thought, well, I've got this. Or we started following the ways of the world once again. Or we started trusting in ourselves. We recognize it's time to come home. It's time to follow him once again and submit our will to him. Perhaps you would request the prayers of this great family here. I know that we will pray for you. We will encourage you. We will help you in any way that we can. And perhaps all of us can examine ourselves to some degree. Say, how am I living? How am I living day by day? Am I really living in submission to his will and following him, knowing he is on his throne? If not, make the change that I'm going to live that way daily in my life. And so the invitation stands before us. Where are you at? What can we help you with in that, knowing God is on his throne? And if you're subject to that invitation, we can help you in any way. Won't you come forward? Let it be known as together we stand, as we sing.